It's hard to imagine a more embarrassing expenses row than the one now threatening to engulf Jackie Smith. Two pay-per-view adult films were apparently watched at her family home in Redditch, then claimed for on parliamentary expenses. The Home Secretary wasn't at home at the time, but she's said to have given her husband, Richard Timney, a real ear-bashing about it. He's issued this apology.
I am really sorry for any embarrassment I have caused Jackie. I can fully understand why people might be angry and offended by this. Quite obviously, the claim should never have been made for these films, and as you know, that money is being paid back.
The naughty films were on a TV bill Jackie Smith says was mistakenly put in as part of an expenses claim for her home's internet connection. A Downing Street spokesman says she has the support of the Prime Minister, but the Times columnist and former Conservative MP Matthew Parris says that might not be enough.
I think it'll be fatal for Jackie Smith. It's not a big story, but it just could be the last nail in the coffin, I think.
Jackie Smith is already under investigation by Parliament's sleaze watchdog for claiming about £116,000 in second home expenses. To qualify for the cash, she named her sister's home in London as her main residence and her family home in Redditch as her second home. She insists she's done nothing wrong and has followed the rules.
She seems to be so unbelievably out of touch with this.
The Conservative MP, Mark Field.
This whole idea that somehow it's all within the rules and even trying to argue it's within the spirit of the rules. It's quite clear that if you claim as your main home a rented property that's owned by a relative, which clearly obviously also has implications about where that money is going, and then try and suggest that the home where your husband and your children live, where you've lived for some 15 years before you became an MP, is only a second home. I mean, you know, which planet is Mrs. Smith on?
Jackie Smith may wish she could blast off into space if comments like that continue. The Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, however, is backing her. He says she's doing a great job of dealing with some of the toughest challenges in government. And he says reform of the expenses system is already underway.
Jackie Smith is doing an outstanding job as Home Secretary. I'm not going to make any comment about individual allegations in respect of MPs' expenses. What I know is that the system has to be much, much clearer than it was in the past. That's the purpose of the reforms that are being put into place.
That's not enough to satisfy the Liberal Democrat MP Norman Baker, an outspoken anti-sleaze campaigner. He says cases like Jackie Smith's and that of Employment Minister Tony McNulty, whose second home expenses are also being investigated, are undermining the public's confidence.
Well, the public perception is, I'm afraid, that most MPs have got their snouts in the trough. And every Sunday there's another story, another MP, another story. And I'm afraid this is doing immense damage to the reputation of MPs generally and to Parliament.
With world leaders gathering in London this week for the G20 summit, Jackie Smith will be hoping the new spotlight moves off her pretty quickly. Gordon Brown will be too. The last thing he wants is what some see as an expenses gravy train for MPs to derail his hopes of shining on the international stage.